Young Sheldon star Ian Armitage wished Greta Thunberg happy birthday at Jane Fonda's climate change protest. By David N. G. on January 3, 2020. Jane Fonda joined forces with her Grace and Frankie co-star Sam Waterston for a second time to participate in the Actress Weekly climate change protest in Washington, D.C. on Friday. And for the second time, Waterston was arrested by authorities who led him away in cuffs as his fellow climate activists cheered him on. Waterston first took part in Fonda's ongoing climate demonstrations back in October, when both stars were arrested for disorderly conduct. On Friday, the Law and Order actor was apprehended in front of Capitol Hill, where he and others was protesting along First Street. Fonda had avoided arrest by mid-Friday afternoon. Waterston's arrest on Friday actually marks his third climate-related arrest in recent months. In November, the actor was among the more than 100 climate activists arrested for occupying the field during halftime of the Harvard-Yale football game in New Haven, Connecticut. Jane Fonda, 82, kicked off her 13th consecutive fire drill Friday climate demonstration by saying that she wants fossil fuel energy companies to pay up for the climate crisis that she claims they created. "Today we're focusing on who is to blame and who should pay for the climate crisis. In other words, we want to hold the fossil fuel industry accountable for what they've done to us," she said in a video posted to Twitter. Addressing the crowd of protesters, the two-time Oscar-winning actress praised young climate activists and demanded that people stop burning fossil fuels. "The young climate strikers have been very, very instrumental in making this shift to where we're talking about fossil fuels," Fonda said. "We should be very grateful to the young people and the students who are sacrificing so much to call our attention to it. You know, you can't solve a problem if you're not naming it. And so today we want to name it in a big way. Because to slow down and stop the climate crisis, we must stop burning fossil fuels." Fonda specifically called out ExxonMobil and the Koch brothers for what she claims was their duplicitous actions in trying to downplay evidence linking fossil fuels and climate change. At Friday's protest, Fonda and Waterston were joined by young Sheldon star Ian Armitage, who wished a happy 17th birthday to Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg via Twitter. Armitage previously joined Fonda's series of protests in December, when the 11-year-old actor expressed disappointment about being too young to get arrested. Last week, Fonda was joined by her Grace and Frankie co-star Lily Tomlin, who was arrested on the steps of the Capitol. The sixth season of the Netflix comedy series is set to start streaming January 15. Fonda has stated that she will end her weekly climate protests later this month in order to shoot the seventh and final season of the show. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.